As most of you know, Mitzi and I are expecting a baby.
正如你们大多数人所知 ，Mitzi 和 Jonathan 正在期待一个孩子。
On one hand, it's exciting, and I can't wait to hold my son and see his face.
一方面，这很令人兴奋，我迫不及待地想抱着我的儿子看他的脸。
May 26 can't come soon enough.
五月二十六日能不能再快一点来？
But we're also anxious because so many things could happen before the baby is born.
但是我们也很焦虑，因为在宝宝出生前还有很多事情可能会发生。
Every time Mitzi feels something strange, we don't know if it's something to worry about.
每一次 Mitzi 有一些奇怪的感觉，我们都不知道这是不是应该担心的事情。
Books and websites and medical professionals always say it could be normal.Or it might be bad.
看了书籍、网站，甚至问了医护人员，都说这可能是正常的，也可能是很糟糕的。
The only way to know if the baby's doing well is to get an ultrasound.
唯一能知道宝宝情况是否良好的方法，是让 Mitzi 去做超音波检查。
We're so nervous every time we have to wait for an ultrasound.
每次等待超音波检查的时候，我们都很紧张。
We don't want to wait 5.5 months to hold our son. There's so much to worry about.
我们不想要还能等五个半月才能抱到儿子，因为太多的事情需要担心。
But when Mitzi finally delivers our son, we can finally relax and not worry, right?
你们可能觉得当 Mitzi 最终把我们的儿子生出来，我们就可以放松了，不用担心了，对不对？
Of course, that's not true. All parents know that.
当然不是这样了，所有当父母的都知道这一点。
And I'm sure most of the non-parents do too.
我相信大多数没有当父母的人也都能够想象得到。
Once our son is born, we're going to have new things to worry about.
一旦我们的儿子出生了，我们将有新的事情需要担心。
Is he drinking enough milk?
他喝不喝的奶够不够？
Is he developing a good sleep schedule?
他是不是能够有规律的睡觉？
After a while, we'll be worrying about teaching him how to walk and talk.
过一段时间，我们又要担心他怎么样走路，怎么样教他说话。
We'll worry if he's developing a good character.
我们会担心他是不是有一个好的性格。
Is he safe at daycare, elementary school, middle school? Support himself.
他能不能找到一份养活自己的工作？
Is he going to get married someday and start a family?
他能不能有一天结婚和拥有他自己的家庭？
Will Mitzi and I become 爷爷奶奶？
Jonathan 和 Mitzi 会变成爷爷奶奶吗？
Okay, maybe it's too soon to think about that.
好吧，现在考虑这个问题可能还有点太早了。
Also, as Christians, we have a spiritual responsibility for our son.
同时，作为基督徒，我们对我们的儿子有灵命上的责任。
Are we praying for him?
我们会为他祈祷吗？
How are we teaching him about Jesus?
我们要如何教他认识耶稣呢？
Are we setting a godly example for him to follow?
我们能否为他树立一个敬虔的榜样？
Will he believe in Jesus and have a relationship with God?
他是否会相信耶稣并与神建立关系？
With all these worries, how can we be joyful parents?
有这么多的忧虑，我们怎么能够成为快乐的父母呢？
I'm sure all of you have something you're worried about.
我相信你们每个人都有自己担心的事情。
It's hard to celebrate and have joy when there are so many things to worry about.
有这么多需要担心的事情，就很难去庆祝和喜乐。
We're beginning the season of Advent.
我们正在开始待降节期的活动。
We prepare our hearts to celebrate Jesus coming into the world 2,000 years ago.
我们准备好我们的心。庆祝耶稣在两千多年前来到这个世界。
Today we're going to look at Simeon.
今天我们来看一看西缅。
Simeon lived in a very bad time for the Jewish people.
西缅生活在一个对于犹太民族来说非常糟糕的时代。
But Simeon's faith in God allowed him to celebrate and rejoice even when things weren't good yet.
但西缅对神的信心使他能够庆祝和欣喜。即使事情在当时还没有好转
，Even when he didn't know what the future was going to be like，
甚至他那时候也不知道未来会是什么样子。
Let's look at his example and learn about faith。
让我们来看看他的例子，学习一些关于信仰的知识。
In Luke chapter 2, we meet a man named Simeon.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西缅。
He is righteous and devout.
这人又公义又虔诚。
That means Simeon loves God and dedicated his life to follow God.
这意味着西缅爱神，并将他的生命献给了跟随神。
He is also looking forward to the consolation of Israel.
他也正在期待着以色列的安慰。
What's the consolation of Israel?
以色列的安慰是什么？
Isaiah 40, 1 through 2. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and announce to her that her time of hard service is over. Her iniquity has been pardoned and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪，从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
The prophet Isaiah prophesied that God would punish Israel because they disobeyed God, but God would not abandon them.
先知以赛亚曾经预言，神会惩罚以色列，因为他们不服从神。但神不会抛弃他们。
God would come back to comfort Israel after their punishment was over.
神会在他们的惩罚结束以后回来安慰以色列。
God would save his people.
神会拯救他的子民。
This prophecy was made over 700 years before Jesus was born.
这个预言是在耶稣出生前700多年做出来的。
From the time of Isaiah's prophecy, the Israelites were conquered by five foreign empires, the Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and Romans.
从以赛亚的预言开始，以色列人被五个外国的帝国所征服，亚述人、巴比伦人、波斯人、希腊人和罗马人。
These foreign empires were cruel and harsh to the Israelites, and the people longed to be free.
这些外国帝国对以色列人很残酷、很苛刻，以色列人渴望获得自由。
The Roman Empire was still ruling over the Jewish people when Jesus was born.
耶稣出生时，罗马帝国仍在统治着犹太人民。
The last prophet in the Bible was Malachi, and he lived about 450 years before Jesus.
圣经中最后一位的先知是马拉基，他生活在耶稣之前大约450年。
For about 450 years, God was silent while the people waited to be saved.
在这大约450年的时间里，当人们等待着被拯救的时候，神是沉默的。
Simeon was waiting.
西缅也在等待。
What are you waiting for God to do?
你也在等待神做什么吗？
It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Messiah.
他得了圣灵的启示。知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
God promised Simeon that Simeon would be alive to see the one that would save Israel.
神应许西缅，西缅将活着看见拯救以色列的那一位。
The people have been waiting for someone to save them for over 700 years.
人们等待有人来拯救他们已经超过了700年了。
700 years ago,Edward II was the king of England, and Genghis Khan ruled China.
我们现在七百年前，英国的国王还是爱德华二世，中国那时候还在被蒙古的可汗统治着。
Think about how long 700 years is to wait.
你想想看，七百年是多么漫长的等待。
How many generations died before seeing God's Savior?
有多少代人在看到神的救世主以前就死了？
But God promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah.
但神应许西缅，他将看到弥赛亚。
Imagine Simeon's excitement.
想象一下西缅当时的激动的心情。
The time finally came for Simeon to meet the Messiah.
西缅终于见到了弥赛亚。
Jesus' parents took him to the temple to perform rituals according to the law.
耶稣的父母把他带到圣殿，按照法律规定进行仪式。
While Jesus was at the temple, God led Simeon there.
当耶稣在圣殿的时候，神把西缅领到那里。
Simeon holds Jesus in his arms and praises God.
西缅把耶稣抱在怀里，赞美神。
His lifelong dream of seeing the one who would save Israel has been fulfilled.
他一生的梦想是见到拯救以色列的人，现在已经实现了。
Simeon says that God can dismiss him in peace.
西缅说，神可以让他安然去世了。
If Simeon died right then, he'd be happy.
如果西缅当时就死了，他也会是很开心、很快乐。
Simeon saw all that he needed to see.
西缅看到了他需要看到的一切。
But what did Simeon see?
但是西缅到底看到了什么呢？
Did he see a strong warrior with an army to save the Jewish people from the Roman government?
他是否看到一个强大的战士，带着军队从罗马政府手中拯救了他的犹太人民？
Did he see a wise religious teacher that could lead the people back to God?
他是否看到一个明智的宗师导师，带着人们可以跟随神？
Did he see a miracle worker that could heal paralyzed people or bring the dead back to life?
他看到了一个能够治愈瘫痪的人或使死人复活的奇迹吗？
No, he only saw a tiny baby.
都不是，他只看到了一个小婴儿。
Following the law of Moses, Mary had to wait 40 days after giving birth before she could visit the temple.
按照摩西的律法，玛利亚在分娩后必须等待40天才能去圣殿。
So Jesus was probably about 1.5 months old.
所以说那时候耶稣大概也就是一个半月大。
And at that age, babies mostly sleep during the day.
在那个年龄段，婴儿一天大部分的时间都在睡觉。
While Simeon was praising God, Jesus was probably asleep.
当西缅在赞美神的时候，耶稣可能正在睡觉。
I don't know about you, but if I were Simeon, I would probably want to see more.
我不知道你是怎么想的，但是如果我是西缅，我可能会想看到更多。
Thank you, God, for letting me see your chosen one, but can I see the Messiah grown up?
谢谢你神，让我看到你所拣选的人，可是我能看到他长大是什么样吗？
Can I hear him teach or see him do a miracle?
我能否听到他的教导，或者看到他行一些神迹？
Can I see the Messiah begin to save Israel?
我能不能看到弥赛亚开始拯救以色列？
But Simeon doesn't need any more proof.
但是西缅不需要任何更多的证据。
He has faith in God even though nothing in Israel has changed yet.
他对神有信心，尽管以色列的一切都还没有改变。
He trusts that this baby will someday save God's people.
他相信这个婴儿有一天会拯救神的子民。
Isn't that incredible faith?
这不是难以置信的信心吗？
How could Simeon be so certain?
西缅怎么会如此的确定？
We know so little about Simeon, but I see three factors.
我们对西缅了解的很少，但是我看到了三个关键的因素。
Simeon was righteous and devout.
西缅是公义的，虔诚的。
And he was looking forward to Israel's consolation.
他期待着以色列的安慰。
That means that he must have been familiar with what God did in the past.
这意味着他一定很熟悉神在过去所做的事情。
He must have spent time learning what God did and said.
他一定是花了很多时间去学习神的作为和言语。
Simeon knew how God raised up leaders to save the Israelites from their troubles, like Moses, Deborah, David, Esther, and many more.
西缅知道神是如何兴起领袖来拯救以色列人脱离困境的，比如摩西、狄波拉、大卫、以斯帖以及其他许多人。
Simeon also knew what God had done in his own life.
西缅也知道神在他自己的生命中做了什么。
God promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah.
神应许西缅，他将看到弥赛亚。
Because Simeon knew what God did in history and in his own life.Simeon could have faith in God.
因为西缅知道神在历史和自己生活中所做的事情，所以西缅可以对神有信心。
As we, Mitzi and I, wait for our son to be born, we can have faith in God because we know that God created the world.
当我们等待我们的儿子出生时，我们可以对神有信心，因为我们知道神创造了世界。
He is the creator of life, and he is forming our son in Mitzi's belly.
他是生命的创造者，他也正在 Mitzi 的肚子里创造着我们的儿子。
We are so helpless, but we can trust God because He is always in control.
我们是如此的无助，但我们可以相信神，因为他控制着一切。
We can also have faith in God because of what God has done in our lives.
我们也可以对神有信心，因为神在我们生活中做了许多。
We can both tell you many ways God shaped our lives.
我们都可以告诉你神塑造我们生命的许多的方式。
God gave us believing families to grow up in.
神给了我们有信仰的家庭，让我们在其中生长。
There were times when we drifted away from God, but God lovingly brought us back.
有的时候我们远离了神，但神慈爱地把我们带回来。
God brought Mitzi and I together with amazing timing.
神奇妙地将 Mitzi 与我带到了一起。
We know that God worked in Bible times and He has been working in our lives too, so we can have faith in God.
我们知道神在圣经时代做了工作，他也一直在我们的生活中工作，所以我们可以对神有信心。
Simeon was also aware of what God was doing.
西缅也知道神在做什么。
Since Simeon was righteous and devout, he regularly spent time with God.
因为西缅是公义的、虔诚的，他经常花时间与神在一起。
He was listening to God when the Holy Spirit led him into the temple to meet Jesus.
当圣灵带领他进入圣殿去见耶稣时，他正在聆听神的声音。
He didn't accidentally bump into a random baby and guess that this would be the Messiah.
他并不是无意间遇到了一个婴儿，并且猜啊，这就可能是弥赛亚吧。
Simeon knew that God was doing something that day because he was paying attention.
西缅知道神那天在做什么，因为他在用心的聆听。
During this pregnancy, we have continued to pray for God to guide us and help us through our worries.
在这次怀孕的期间，我们一直在祈祷神来引导我们，帮助我们应对各种各样的担忧。
And we see that God has been at work.
我们也看到神一直都在工作。
God prepared so many wonderful friends to be with us on this journey.
神为我们准备了许多美好的朋友，与我们一起走过这段旅程。
When we told people about the baby, so many people offered us loving encouragement and support.
当我们把孩子的事情告诉别人时，很多人都给予了我们关爱的鼓励和支持。
God is providing us for us in ways we never expected.
神正在以我们意想不到的方式供应给我们。
Our faith in God is strengthened as we see what He is doing in our lives, and it brings us joy.
当我们看到神在我们的生活中所做的事情时，我们对神的信心就得到了加强，这也给我们带来了喜乐。
Simeon knew what God wanted to do.
西缅知道神想做什么。
Simeon knew that this baby would grow up to save God's people and reveal God's glory to the world, but Simeon didn't know all the details.
西缅知道这个婴儿长大以后将拯救神的子民，向全世界揭示神的荣耀，但西缅不知道所有的细节。
Simeon didn't know all the miracles that Jesus would perform, or that one of his disciples would betray him.
西缅并不知道耶稣要行的所有的神迹，也不知道耶稣有一个门徒将会背叛耶稣。
Or that Jesus would die on a cross like a criminal, but come back to life on the third day.
或者耶稣会像罪犯一样被钉死在十字架上，但会在第三天复活。
Simeon might not have understood that Jesus was going to bring freedom, not from political governments, but from sin and death.
西缅可能不明白耶稣要带来的自由并不是说政治理念上的自由，而是从罪和死亡中脱离的自由。
Simeon didn't know everything, but he knew enough to celebrate what God would do.
西缅并不知道所有的一切，但他知道这足以让他庆祝神所将要做的事。
Mitzi and I have no idea what raising a son in a global pandemic is going to be like.
Mitzi 和我也不知道在全球疫情中养育一个儿子会是一个什么样子。
And I am far from a perfect husband. Will I be a good father?
我还远远不是一个完美的丈夫，我会是一个好的父亲吗？
But I know that Jesus came to die for my sins so that I'm forgiven.
我知道耶稣来是为我的罪孽而死，所以我得到了宽恕。
Not only am I forgiven, I know that God wants to change me to be more like Jesus.
我不仅得到了宽恕，我也知道神想要改变我，使我更像耶稣。
If I submit to God and follow Him, He will work on me so that I can be a more loving, caring, and patient father to our son and a husband to Mitzi.
如果我来顺服神，跟随他，他就会在我身上做工，使我能够成为一个对我们的儿子更有爱、更有耐心的父亲和 Mitzi 的丈夫。
I can have faith in God because I know what he wants to do through me.
我可以对神有信心，因为我知道他能通过我做什么。
I don't know what will happen between now and May 26th.
我不知道从现在到明年5月26日之间会发生什么。
I have no idea what being a father is going to be like.
我不知道做一个父亲会是一个什么样子。
And to be honest, I'm kind of scared.
说实话，我还有点害怕。
But as I look to see what God has done, what God is doing now, and what God wants to do, I can build up my faith in God.
但是当我看到神已经做了什么，神现在正在做什么，以及神想要做什么时，我可以建立起对神的信心。
My fear and worry slowly fade as my faith grows.
随着我信心的增长，我的恐惧和担忧也慢慢消失。
What are you worried about?
你在担心什么？
What's making it hard for you to have faith in God?
是什么让你难以对神有信心？
It could be a family, work, or school issue.
这可能是一个家庭、工作或者是学校里边的问题。
It could be dread because the world feels like it's falling apart.
这可能是一种恐惧，因为你感到整个世界都要崩塌。
If you're a Christian, look to what God has done in the Bible and in your own life.
如果你是一个基督徒，请看神在圣经和你自己的生活中所做的事情。
Look to see what God is doing in your life now.
看看神现在在你的生活中做了什么。
Spend time with Him by praying, reading the Bible, and having spiritual conversations with other believers.
通过祈祷、阅读圣经和与其他信徒进行属灵对话，花时间与神相处。
Build up your awareness of God.
培养你对神的认识。
And think about what God wants.
想一想神要什么。
What are God's promises or purposes that connect to your situation?
神的哪些应许或者他的目的与你的情况有关。
If you don't believe in Jesus yet, He has also been at work in your life too.
如果你还不相信耶稣，他也一直在你的生活中做工。
He led you to be here with us today.
他今天带领你来到这里与我们在一起。
Now is a perfect time to ask God to show Himself to you.
今天就是一个完美的时间，请求神来向你展示他自己。
Ask God for help to understand what Christmas is all about.
求神帮助你来了解圣诞节的意义。
You can also ask Christians and ask them about their faith in Jesus.
你也可以与基督徒交流，询问他们对耶稣的信仰。
As we look forward to celebrating Christmas, let's strengthen our faith in God by looking at what He has done, what God is doing, and what He wants to do.
当我们期待着庆祝圣诞节的时候，让我们通过现在看看神已经做了什么，正在做什么，以及他想要做什么，来加强我们对神的信心。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Thank you, God, for giving us an example of faith.
神感谢你给我们一个信仰的榜样。
Help us to follow Simeon's example when he saw Jesus.
帮助我们学习西缅看到耶稣时的榜样。
Help us to rejoice and celebrate even when we are in the middle of our troubles.
帮助我们喜乐和庆祝，即使我们仍然处在困境之中。
Open our eyes to see what you have done, are doing, and will do.
打开我们的眼睛，看你已经正在做的。和将要做的。
Give us faith in you.
赐给我们对你的信心。
Amen.
Amen.